Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here, Bird Show.
So you were supposed to run the half marathon this weekend.
Yes, yes. So the night before, when I got home from work.
Well, first tell us how long you trained for this half marathon.
About a week.
Week.
It was a full marathon Thanksgiving morning,
and there's a half and a full. Mm-hmm. And Jason signed up to do the full marathon, so I decided to be a supportive girlfriend, and I said, you know what? I'll run the half. We won't be running together, but I'll be there in spirit, and I'll meet you at the end.
Can't you also support him by standing next to the road and throwing bananas at him as he goes by?
Yeah, I don't know why that didn't cross my mind. I don't know.
And before this weekend, I think you said the most that you ran in preparation for training was like 4 miles or something, right?
Yeah, like 5 miles, I think, was the most I've done. But before that, I don't run. I mean, I'm on a treadmill for 10 minutes, and I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so I really had no training. I mean, I don't know how clear I can be about that. the night before when I got home from work, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym and I'm just going to see how far I can run on a treadmill. So I had every intentions of going to the gym, but I ended up going home and taking a nap. So I never woke up, and I woke up in time to go to the Sports Authority to get running shorts because I didn't even have running shorts to go. And I have tennis shoes that I bought like 5 or 6 years ago still. So I am like not prepared at all. I show up at the starting line. I had my dad drop me off because Jason wanted me to get there like an hour and a half early, and I wasn't going
to
have that.
To do that silly stretching thing?
Yeah. I don't need
warm
stretching.
Up, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I need extra time for makeup.
Right.
Because they're going to be taking pictures. So I had my dad drop me off, and everybody just looks like runners. Like mm-hmm. Some people had the water around their belts, you know? Mm-hmm. Some people were stretching. Some people were running to the starting line.
You didn't even have shorts the day before.
I didn't even have shorts. And some people were like running to the starting line. And then the best part is that I had my number, but I forgot safety pins. So I'm holding my number in my hand, and everybody's already on their shirt.
Aww.
And they're ready to go. I had to run into Walmart, beg the lady to give me a safety pin. I had to haggle with her to just give me two because four was too many. So anyways, so I get started. And
even before we get into the actual run, were you happy with the level of cuteness that you had achieved before you started running?
Yeah, because I had my little pink Braves hat on, so that covered, you know, my hair and everything. Yeah,
okay.
Anybody looks
sure.
cute under a hat.
Yeah, especially a pink Braves hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and it matched my pink sneakers.
Of course it did.
Mm-hmm. And anyways, so we get started. And I accidentally got in the line where, you know how people pace themselves and they're like, oh, I'm going to run this in X amount of miles.
I'm nodding like I know, but I don't know.
Well, I accidentally got behind the 2-hour people. And I didn't realize it. And so we started to take off and they're running really fast. And I'm like, why are these people trying to get away from me? And then
what's your rush, people?
Yeah, I know. It's a marathon, not a race, right? That's what they say. So anyways, I get behind these people. And after the first...
Many people find a marathon also to be a race.
No, but you know what
sprint.
They say? You're not supposed to like...
It's not a sprint.
Yeah, it's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to take your time. And after the first mile, I start to kind of doubt myself. And I was like, am I really about to run 13 miles? Is that really about to happen? And I saw people start walking after the first mile. I was surprised. But I assume those people had no intention of really running the whole thing. Maybe mm-hmm. they were just doing it in support of somebody else.
And you had said on Wednesday that you had no intention of walking any part
right.
of this route.
There was no walking allowed mm-hmm. for me. So, oh, and then I also forgot, Jason gave me these little jellies that are supposed to give you energy, and mm-hmm. I forgot them in the car.
Okay. Oh, my
so
God.
I was really not prepared.
So all the odds are against
yes,
you at this
exactly.
point.
So, but I keep going, you know, and we're running down Peachtree, so I keep picturing in my head, like, where I am, because I'm like, oh, I've been to that bar, and I've been to that bar along Peachtree.
It's and like a bar crawl, but
exactly.
a bar run, so yeah.
Yeah.
So we're running, and then I get to the 5-mile mark, and I see somebody I know on the side, and I wave at them. That gives me a lot of mm-hmm. energy, gets mm-hmm. me excited. And then...
And 5 miles is a lot for
five
a lot.
5 miles.
Yeah, somebody
mind
doesn't...
you, I've already been 5 miles, so 5 miles is already doable for me, right? So it wasn't until I got to mile 7 mm-hmm. that I was like, I could probably stop now. You know, like 7 miles is a lot. It's a pretty big accomplishment. Mm-hmm, it's 2 miles more than I've ever done. You know, everybody mm-hmm. else is finished or everybody.
And you're still running at this point.
Yeah, but
no
I'm still
slowing
running.
Down.
I'm still running. Haven't felt this high yet either. I'm actually
this
like.
This alleged runner's
yeah,
high.
Yeah, this alleged runner's high. But I quickly was like, you know what? No, I'm going to keep going. And the next thing I know, I'm at mile 10.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. That's an accomplishment
nice.
Right
awesome.
There, man.
Exactly. And I just, this weird feeling just comes over me where I'm like, oh my gosh, I've ran 10 miles. This is so awesome. And the only bad part is I don't have anybody around me to celebrate it with because I'm mm-hmm. by myself. So I just start high-fiving people on the side, you know, just to give
and
myself
like, we're not done yet.
I know.
But still, no, I mean, the wow. momentum absolutely. Of running 10 miles could yeah. certainly carry you the next
twice
three.
Twice as far as you've ever been.
And so I keep going, and I realize I'm at the last mile. I've got
oh,
1 mile
that's
to go.
Awesome.
And I just pick it up. Like, I just start running faster and faster. This really inspirational song came on my iPod. It was almost like a sign. It was weird because
was it
was on
that new
shuffle.
R. Kelly song that we played this
yeah,
morning?
Yeah. It was knocked up. Yeah. It was weird how I had that on my iPod already. No, it was this really song, and it just helped me out, and I finished the half marathon.
You God. Ran the whole way.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Congratulations. And I finished nice. In 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Wow. Nice
wow.
Congratulations.
Oh, Joanna, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's really exciting, and everybody's at the finish line, and everybody's high-fiving you, and I have pictures. I haven't posted them on my Facebook yet, but they did take pictures along the way. And it's just and I didn't realize I saw people crying mm-hmm. and I was at first was like, why are these people crying? But the minute I saw Jason finish, because he finished after me,
that's so cool.
I was just overcome with emotions because I finished a half marathon. I ran 13
miles.
That's
and
awesome.
He did the full marathon.
Yes, he did the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
You guys
should be on Amazing Race.
Nicely done.
They should cast you too.
Because they just don't say no. Like, no is not in the vocabulary.
Yeah.
Like, I got to finish this.
And I'll tell you what, when I was done, I thought I would be exhausted. I wasn't even that tired.
Really?
I was like, huh. I could have kept going. I could have, I mean, probably not a whole marathon, but I could have gone a couple more miles.
That's so
congratulations.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what song that was.
Yeah, what was the song?
It was a song by Train, and it just has a lot of meaning to me. I don't. Want to get into it, but...
Okay.
Hmm?
Oh, now cool. I got to know.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell that to Bert.
No. Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, so you do it. You're 13 miles
yeah.
done.
So now I'm into running now.
Good for
weird,
you.
Because like, I went out the next day, and that's I was like, let's awesome. Go run.
Well, there you go, Melissa. All you got to do is run a half marathon, yeah. then you'll get into running.
Love it.
Congratulations. Right. That's fantastic.
I never felt the high.
I'm much older than Joanna.
Still didn't get the high. All right, Javi.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. All right, so Javi, let's reset this whole thing because it potentially could have been a very exciting weekend.
Yeah. Before going home, I had gotten an email from this guy I went to high school with, and I didn't know him very well in high school, but he was like the grade ahead of me. And, you know, we were kind of friends. Like, I think he dated a girl in my grade. Like, we didn't know each other really very well. But I got a really nice email from him that he was reconnecting with people and had moved back to Florida, had been living overseas for a while. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. But I didn't really think too much about it. And and then right before we left for Thanksgiving break, when we were in here, you guys brought it up on the air. I looked on the Facebook picture. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's really cute, whatever.
Dimples. Really cute.
Yeah. And he looked, you know, I just remembered it. It was like a familiar, you know, face or whatever. And so when we had emailed back and forth, we had exchanged phone numbers and I had gotten a text message like, let me know if you come down. I look forward to seeing you. And
That text message came like right after you sent him your phone number, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was pretty much right away.
Mm-hmm. Like if he wasn't hot, it'd be creepy.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't know what he looked like when he sent it. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and this is somebody that and you guys know I went to a teeny tiny little private school, whatever high school. So everybody kind of knew each other or whatever. So mm-hmm. it's a very like comfortable thing.
What was his reputation back in high school?
He was kind of friends with everybody. Yeah, he was a soccer player. I think that's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
Okay. So then I was feeling really sick, like still, you know, kind of like head cold or whatever, right before going home. So I was like, I just wasn't sure I was in the mood to do anything except veg mm-hmm. with my family, you know? So, so I get home, I veg with my family for most of the time. And then Friday I get a phone call from him. He leaves a very nice message. Just wondering what you're up to or whatever. I was like, still not feeling great. Don't know if I feel like doing anything or leaving the house, but I'll give him a call back. So we had a really great phone conversation, chatted it up, and then I ended up meeting out with him later.
You did?
On Friday
night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
And it was good.
Yeah. How good?
It was really good.
Really? Yeah, look at her smile, man.
Did
I mean,
you go to dinner?
She started smiling spontaneously like during commercials 2.5 hours ago.
Yesterday.
And it was like, yeah. I mean, obviously it went great.
Yeah, it was really great.
Is he a good kisser?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else is he good at?
That's all I know. That's all
How
I
long
know.
Did you guys spend together?
Well, it was actually... No. I am a lady.
Melissa.
What?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
you guys
on.
Are disgusting. I'm really glad there's not video cameras in there.
There are. We just don't know.
So it was actually like sort of a group situation because I just wasn't sure how that was going to go. And so one of my girlfriends that I went to high school with came out, several other friends from high school. It was kind of like it all sort of evolved and connected, and there was probably about 10 different people out. But it started with my friend and a friend of hers and me and him. And so we had like great conversation, and it was really super fun. And it was that was that.
Are you going to see each other at Christmas?
Maybe before that.
Oh.
Really?
Is he going to come up?
I don't know. There's.
Is he here right now?
No.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Is he in your car right now waiting for 10 o'clock?
He's in the trunk.
She left the window cracked. So, a little water.
Know.
Water in the car.
From the group date.
I don't have all my eggs in that basket, people.
Later on in the night, you guys broke off by yourselves and group date over and then hanging out one-on-one.
No. He just walked me to my car. Goodbye.
Okay. And that's when you guys made out?
There was no making out.
Hey, Jeff.
That's cute. They kissed.
How long?
There was no making out.
How long did you guys not make out for?
That is way too much question.
Well, I thought there was no making out.
She's having breathing issues, so she couldn't kiss for very long and she'd suffocate. So.
Well, I thought Bert loaned her the apron.
I had taken enough, like, yeah, DayQuil to, like...
Hang on one second. You're a really good kisser, but I gotta go clear my sinuses. Can you do me a favor? Hold this neti pot.
So just put one finger over your nostril and blow out while it's right there.
Congratulations, Jenna.
It's a baseball clear.
Are you going to see him this weekend? You going back to Florida?
No.
Is he coming up here this weekend?
No.
Okay.
When are you going to see him
shut
again?
Up.
Yes.
Is he listening?
Stop asking me questions.
Is he listening online right now?
I don't think so.
Do you love him?
The Bert Show.